This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Social media companies are increasingly finding themselves in the crosshairs of the national debate. And you get the sense it's a little bit painful for them. There was much conservative outrage on Twitter today after the company suspended what was said to be thousands of bot accounts, mostly anonymous trolls. Twitter, we should say here, says it is apolitical in which accounts it suspends. Selena Wang covers technology for Bloomberg. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We should say, first of all, this is not the first time that Twitter has tried to shut down various and sundry bots, right?
No, not at all. This is something that they've struggled with over the years, ever since its inception, really. I mean, Twitter as a company has encouraged anonymity in various forms, as well as automated accounts. Now, many of them are innocuous. They allow companies to spread their messages or respond to customer service complaints. The issue is that more recently, more and more, we're seeing them being used for nefarious or malicious purposes, whether that's for harassing women or even election meddling.
Is this, though, do you think, sort of an effective way to do it? I mean, you can go out every, 2 months or a week and a half or whatever it is and disable 1,000 accounts, or you can get a more systemic approach. What's your sense of what Twitter is thinking?
Absolutely. The minute that Twitter figures out how a network of bots or automated accounts are acting, they will try to then target that pattern. But then the moment they do that, these networks will change their strategies again. It's very much a whack-a-mole problem. I've spoken to many people inside Twitter. Even if they have a 99% catch rate, even a tiny fraction margin of error means that a lot of malicious accounts will still go through.
You know, I read a great thing the other day talking about how it's basically these companies' business models to get as big as possible. Certainly Facebook with a couple of billion users and Twitter would love to get there. So they have to have scale for their business model. But at the same time, their solution to this abuse and bot problem seems to be, well, if we can get a couple of people on it, it'll be taken care of. And that doesn't seem to match.
It's certainly a multifaceted issue. On the one hand, as you mentioned, Wall Street and pressure from investors does not make this an easy problem for them to solve. When you look at Twitter, the main metric Wall Street cares about is this number called monthly active users. They want to grow that number as much as possible. As they combat this issue, it will cause an impact, at least in the short term, on this monthly active user number. But the thinking is that if they're able to make it a healthier, safer, cleaner platform in the long run, it will attract more users to the platform who may have been turned off by it in the first place because of the proliferation of abuse and hate on it.
How come it's right-wing bots that get all the attention? Does the left just not understand the bot technology? I mean, it's a little bit like talk radio, right? You got right-wing talk radio and not a whole lot on the left.
Well, if we just look at the issue today, we saw a lot of right-wing conservatives complain that their accounts were being locked or that they were losing follower counts. What we don't know is if a similar distribution of left-wing folks and just influential figures in general were similarly affected by this problem. But we do know that the conservative voices may have an outsized influence on the type of coverage on Twitter. And so it's not clear, though, if this is just a right-wing problem.
Right. Ought to say here, just for the record, there's no First Amendment right to a Twitter account. So, you know. Right. Selena Wang at Bloomberg News talking about Twitter and bots and all that stuff that's in the news today. Selena, thanks a lot.
Thank you.